Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, and on this Friday, we have been witness now to the release of the Senate health care plan to repeal Obamacare. And I guess the real question here is, do they have the votes? I see four GOP senators opposing that plan.
Well, they say they're opposing it unless there are changes. It sounds to me like this may be a setup, to be honest with you. In other words, you come out with this thing and then people demand changes and you make a few changes. Even the president is hinting that it has to have some changes and you haul everybody in. You know, I've been watching politics for quite a while now, and I have to say this has a certain rank odor smell to it. Yes, it sounds an awful lot like the original House version. Same divisions, a number of senators up for re-election having to worry about themselves. But even people like Susan Collins from Maine, who we thought was pretty well in the no camp, is leaving the barn door open, I suspect. So I don't like the smell of it. I think they could pass it. I think they'll make some changes to satisfy both the right and the moderates, and they'll probably put a little bit more money into it, and I wouldn't count it out by any means yet.
The plan, of course, would cut Medicaid, eliminate penalties for people who don't buy insurance, and cut tax hikes enacted to pay for the Affordable Health Care Act's expanded care. One of the people who responded to it was former President Barack Obama, who has not weighed in on a lot of politics, but he's certainly unhappy with the plan and suggests it's a massive shift from the poor to the rich.
And he, of course, is right. And it is interesting, David, you're absolutely right. The idea that the president would keep himself above the fray, but check in on his signature accomplishment while he was the president is not surprising. He's right to do that. And, you know, the real question to me has always been, will those people who are most affected by it, A, know that they're being affected by it, and B, do something about it, i.e., get to the polls in 2018? So far, huge numbers of people who have been affected by this do not. They don't see themselves as being the objects of the terrible cuts to their lifelines. Some will just show up in the emergency rooms. Under Hillburton, the Hospital Act, they have to be treated. Is there follow-up? Is there prevention? Absolutely not. And that is a huge problem for the American people. So there is this disconnect between the people who are affected and having to do what they need to do. Look, David, so many people have an issue here that one wonders who the Republicans think they're fooling when they say, we're going to give you tax breaks. You can write this off, or you can do this or do that. It's silliness because most people don't have the slightest idea what they're talking about. So this is a terrible bill in that it penalizes the poor and the old and those people who are in nursing homes because Medicaid pays for most nursing home stays. So it's a terrible bill. It helps the rich. It kills the middle class and the poor. But they may get away with it.
We talked about it yesterday, waiting to hear whether or not President Donald Trump actually had recorded his conversations with former FBI Director James Comey. He says yesterday he did not.
Well, the one thing we do know about this president, President Trump, is that he's a well-known liar. He says one thing one day, another thing another day. Look, this is the guy who raised it in the first place. He said, he better hope that I don't have those. It was a clear warning to Comey. And one can only suspect that a person who lies regularly will lie about something else. However, if it turns out there are such tapes, and he did record them, that becomes something that becomes very much on the impeachment scale. And why would he have raised it in the first place if he didn't have them?
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, listeners, have a great weekend.
And watch out for those ticks. Ticks can be worse than politicians.